Much to follow up on there, so let's talk now with Stephen Bosworth, who recently served as special U.S. envoy to North Korea. Right now he serves as dean of the Fletcher School at Tufts University. Mr. Bosworth, Ambassador, welcome back to the program. The image of the black limousine was pretty memorable going down the street in Pyongyang with a giant photo, a gigantic photo of Kim Jong-il on the rooftop. That was one of the memorable images we saw of this funeral. Are there images that stick in your mind from watching the coverage?
Well, I think that's the primary one. That plus the third son, Kim Jong-un, strolling along beside the limousine with his hand on the fender, with a senior general walking on the other side of the limousine. This is clearly an effort to establish a direct lineage between Kim Jong-il and his son. And as has been pointed out in some of your commentary, giving this succession legitimacy is the major objective of what we've been seeing out of Pyongyang over the last few days.
And just to be clear, from all the signs that you try to read, as experts try to read from the outside, does it appear that that is everyone's objective who is in a leadership position in North Korea? There's no doubt that the military is uniting behind the third son.
Well, I don't see any doubt, any reason for doubt at the moment, although obviously we won't know exactly what they're talking to each other about or what some of them are thinking. But they are clearly in a situation in which if they don't hang together, as was said in our own history, they each risk hanging separately.
So this is not, this is a cult of personality, obviously, but what becomes clear from Anthony Kuhn's report is that there is an elite, a group of people who have benefited from this continuous rule, and they seem to have an interest in it continuing.
Well, they do indeed. The size of that elite is subject to some difference of view, but it's probably a few thousand people, maybe even more. But they clearly have an interest, they think, at least in the initial phase of this succession, in making sure that Kim Jong-un takes on the mantle.
So is a stable transition to another dictator the best that the world can hope for in this situation?
Well, unfortunately, it may be, at least in the foreseeable future, the best that we can hope for. The prospects for any prospect for instability in North Korea is very worrying, both because we don't know how that would play out, and also, of course, because North Korea is a state with at least the ability to claim with credibility that it has nuclear weapons, but also conventional arms that make it a significant threat within the region, particularly to its neighbor in the south, South Korea.
What do you think about Kim Jong-un, from what little is known about him, as a custodian of those nuclear weapons, as a man who, at least in theory, would have a finger on the button should he need to press it?
Well, the one thing that gives me comfort is my assessment that in all likelihood that the people who are going to be exercising collective decision-making there have much more experience than does Kim Jong-un. He is sort of the face of the regime, but I frankly have difficulty accepting that senior generals in their 50s and 60s and senior party leaders are going to defer to him the way that they at least seem to defer to his father. Certainly not as much as the generals of earlier generations deferred to his grandfather, Kim Il-sung.
So less and less power, as we heard in Anthony Kuhn's report, for each dictator as we go along here.
Yes, more and more of what I would call a collective leadership.
In just a couple of seconds, can they continue to keep their people down, even if starvation continues in some parts of South Korea?
Well, that, of course, is the great, that's the great tragedy of North Korea, what happens to the people there. So far, we see no evidence of any significant movement, popular movement, uprising, et cetera.
Okay.
There's no question, however, but the people now know more about how deprived they really are 10 years ago.
Okay. Ambassador Stephen Bosworth, thanks very much. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.